inquiry or business?
Well, to tell you, because my brother already went to this country.
Oh, your brother was already in America.
My brother and sister went already in this country.
Go.
So your older brother left before, and your older sister left before?
Yeah, they left.
And
they wrote to me I should be a tailor.
to prepare.
To prepare for the tailoring.
Do you know that I just read something in a history book about that? It mentions it specifically.
It's the easiest way to get a job.
Mm-hmm. Although in New York, the Farriers Union makes very good wages. But I read in a history book.
You see, my father died already, so I couldn't.
You couldn't learn from him, that's right.
You know, I started working when I was 14.
What languages were spoken in your house?
Yiddish and Romanian.
Yiddish and Romanian, yeah. No Russian. There was no Russian
influence
in Rondar.
No.
Oh, what kind of school did you go to? Did you go to a cheder or did you have a private
school? I went to regular school, you know, day school. Then I went to cheder in the evening.
Oh, because many of the people we interviewed, there were no government schools available.
No, we had
but
a
in
city
your
school,
school. You had
a city
school. School. What did you study there?
Yeah?
What did you study there?
Well, I go reading or writing, you know, I only had 4 years.
Any foreign languages besides Romanian?
Oh, I don't know. No, I would say no.
It was just the regular
they
elementary course.
They started teaching already German,
but
a little bit.
And then every evening you went to cheder?
Nearly every evening I went to cheder.
Where was the cheder, in a private home?
Well, private, yeah. Sometimes he came in to the house, and sometimes he had to go over there.
Uh-huh. How many kids in the room?
Me and many children we were. We were six children.
This rabbit started, had six
children. Oh, you mean in that cheder?
Yeah.
Oh, he used to come by himself to visit us sometimes. I mean, the bad time, bad weather. I mean, we went down there about 20 or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Of all different grades.
Yeah, different, all the same.
And what did you study?
One room cheder.
What did you study with the rabbit? Or with the mono, whatever you call them.
Yeah, Darwin, we call dominance. You know what dominance is?
Chabot, does it say Darwin? You learn prayers and Yiddish also?
Yiddish, yeah.
You learned Yiddish?
Yeah, Yiddish.
To read Yiddish,
read
and write.
Yeah, read.
Mm-hmm. How far did you go in your Chumash?
Not too far.
Not too far. You didn't get to Gemara or anything?
No, I didn't go that far.
Okay. That was your education, then you had to go to work. And
you had to go
that
work.
That stopped it.
13 years ago.
Yeah. Do you remember how many synagogues there were in Dor HaKoi?
Quite a few, I would say at least about a dozen.
This is the furnace. This thing is all, oh, that's the, no, the furnace.
Yeah, I would call it a dozen.
And which one did you go to, the Schneider?
Oh, I think that's where my father was living. He went to call the Kishner. You know what a Kishner is? Kishner's a furrier.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on we moved and I went to different shows, you know.
Small ones.
Small.
Mm-hmm. Well, was your father a
shul goer? Oh, yes, very religious. He was a religious.
Was your father a chassid?
What?
Chassid.
A chassid? Well, yeah, sometimes he liked that. You know,
were
I remember when a rabbi used to come
oh,
and he used
no
to...
Oh, but there's no resident rabbi.
No.
And when after your father died, you continued being a shul going person?
Yeah, I went. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you went to various small shuls?
Very small shuls. No,
were there any big shuls?
There were big ones and small ones.
Was there any reform movement in Dor HaKoi? Because some of it started penetrating into Hungary.
There was one or two of the rich ones, you know, they're a little reformed, but not, I wouldn't call it like over here.
Uh-huh.
I would say conservative,
uh-huh.
More of a conservative.
Uh-huh.
But women and men and women didn't sit together.
What were your relations with the non-Jewish people in your community?
I was not too bad. It was fair, you know.
What were the separate neighborhoods?
Yeah, separate neighborhoods.
And what kind of work did they do? I mean, what was their geschäft?
Well, mostly they were farmers.
But the ones who lived in the city?
Yeah, those who lived in the city, they did city work, police. Mm-hmm. Yes, but some of them were in the business. Mm-hmm. You know, they did all that.
Did you belong, or did you, well, first of all, did your father belong to any organization such as the Zionists or the Bund or the Socialists or something?
No,
like that?
Not my father did.
Did you?
I belonged to the Zionists.
Which Zionists?
Oh, okay, we all remember that. I remember I belonged to it when we used to run around right after the World War, the First World War.
Was it the Proletariat or not? You don't remember?
Well, I do not remember.
Did you have somebody who came from some place to organize it?
No.
You organized about yourselves?
Among ourselves.
Boys and girls?
Boys and girls, yeah. Mm-hmm. They all belonged that time, mm-hmm. March, right after the First World War.
Mm-hmm. Did any of them, as far as you know, go to Israel? Any of the people who were with you in this?
Not that time, but later on they went. I know my uncle and his whole family went.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that time,
and they stayed there?
Oh, yes.
When did they leave?
Oh, they left later on after I left for this country.
Do you ever, are you in touch with them?
I was in touch with them, not lately, you know. My uncle then died there,
uh-huh.
And I have cousins living down there, but I have no way.
Have you been to Israel?
No, I wasn't. I like to go, but
what was the relationship of the government of your country, meaning Romania, to the Jews during the period that you remember from childhood and so on?
Well, not too fair. I would say not too good but fair. We start getting our rights that right after the First World War.
What about during the war? How did the First World War affect you?
We were nearly starving there.
Were any of your family taken into the army?
No, not really. No, we weren't.
You were too young, but...
I was too young, and my older brother was in this country already.
Was there any fighting in your area?
No, not exactly. We wasn't far from there, but uh-huh. Not actually in the city.
Uh-huh. What did you think about America during this time?
During the time I was there?
During your teenage years, what did you think of America?
Well, I didn't know till my... If we never thought of coming to this country. I know my uncle used to write to us to come when my father was living. He never wanted to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But when he died, we didn't have no other... So we sent my brother and my sister took over first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were strong during the war. Right after the war, we started coming to this country.
But in other words, your uncle took care of the papers and everything.
Well, not mine. They took care of my sister and brother.
Yeah.
But then my brother took care of them.
Why did you leave Romania? Was it for economic reasons for you?
Well, there were other good reasons. There wasn't a good country to live in there. First, I left Romania because my brother and sister were there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you come at the same time as your mother?
I came about 2 weeks later.
Oh, but did you come, your destination was Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Why? Because your uncle was here.
Because my brother and sister.
Yeah, but your uncle.
Because my sister died.
But the first one of the family.
Yeah,
in the kind
of my.
What was your uncle's name?
Schleifer.
Schleifer.
Yeah.
There was a rich Romanian with a similar name. No, I'm thinking of
Scheffler. Okay. Well, he was, you know, Sam Hyman?
Yeah, I know
his name. It was Sam Hyman, my cousin. He
wasn't the name Heimovitz? Originally? Sam Hyman's original name? Wasn't it Heimovitz?
I don't know if he ever was called Heimovitz. I imagine.
Somebody told me, because there's a
That's
whole...
positive.
No, there's a whole family.
I'm not too sure.
Shamovitz. Beryl Shamovitz and Mara Shamovitz.
I don't know if you remember. But he was...
Also
he married my uncle's daughter, you know.
I see.
And
uh-huh.
She is my first cousin.
Mrs. Hyman. Because there's a whole... Shamovitz, Heimovitz family, and
they're all Yeah, he had some.
But somebody told me that Hyman's name originally was.
That's possible.
Heimovitz. From Heimovitz. Uh-huh. But your uncle's name was Schleifer, and what was his business here in Pittsburgh?
He had a confectionery store, you know.
Confectionery?
I would say, in a candy store or something.
Was it popular?
Oh, I don't know how popular it
was. Where was it?
In Bedford Avenue.
Was he making a living? So he took over your sister and brother?
He brought him.
And already, your brother already took care of the rest? Huh? How much older was your brother?
Was about 2 and a half.
That's all?
That's all. He was young too.
Are any of your brothers
and sisters older? Well, my sister died the older one. She died when she was that flu epidemic.
1918.
She had a child, 3 months old.
And then he died in that epidemic.
And,
so you didn't see her when you
I didn't see her. I didn't even know to meet her.
I can imagine. Were you part of a group when you left Romania?
No, I didn't. But I traveled on myself.
But your mother had left before with the other children.
They left after I went to the state in Paris for a while.
Uh-huh.
For about 5-6 months.
Oh. Well, your mother and the others
came together.
Left before. No, they left after.
After.
Left after. But you went to Paris first.
Yeah, but they arrived here.
Why did you go to Paris? Why did you go to
Paris? I want to stay there for a while.
Did you have money?
Well, they sent me from this country.
Oh, did you have any trouble with papers?
No, no.
Oh, you had all your papers and everything, so you didn't have to smuggle across?
No, I had.
How did you go to Paris? By train?
By train, yeah.
And then you stayed in Paris?
By
hey, that must be fun, 21 years old after the First World War, Paris? Wow.
20 years old.
Yeah, 20. And that's when all the great writers were going around to the cafes.
I remember seeing the play over there, Jewish, Marla Pickin, the Yankel. I saw
she
that
in Paris.
I saw that show about 3 times over there.
But she was already living in America.
Yeah, but she visited France, you know, that time. Mm-hmm. And, she was there for about a few months, or a couple months. Well, she made a big hit that time.
Oh, I can imagine. And then from Paris, you decided to come on to America. You stayed in Paris?
Yeah, really.
Did you work while you were in Paris?
I worked a little bit.
As the tailor?
As the tailor, yes.
Did you come over on a ship?
On a ship.
Remember which line?
La France.
Ile-de-France?
Ile-de-France.
I went on the Ile-de-France in 1953 when I went to Israel. I took the Ile-de-France.
Yeah, and it sunk that ship down.
You went third class?
No, second class.
Second
class. Which I was a big ship.
Oh, that's good. Do you know who went over with me? John Kennedy.
Okay.
First class. And my roommate, I was, third class, Alan B, four in a room, but the girl who was in the same room with me sneaked into first class. She found a secret way, because they used to lock the doors, and she used to play ping pong with John Kennedy. She used to tell me that she played with Senator Kennedy from Massachusetts. Okay, she went second class, so you had a very new
really
not for you. Who met you when you came off the ship?
On the ship, nobody met me, but I went to...
How did you know where to go when you got off the ship?
Well, I went on the ship to some organization.
Hayas?
I imagine it was. And then they put me on the train, and my brother.
Oh, you had a label or something? You have to go to the.
No, I didn't have a label. I wasn't in the Catholic Army.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't go through regular immigration.
No, I didn't go regular. You
because
know, I went
class.
Well, I was in second class. I went right out. They picked me up and stayed there overnight in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they put me on the train, and my brother picked me up. My brother came to meet me, but he never got there. I don't know, he got mixed up.
What did you bring anything with you to the United States?
No.
Any papers or? Did your mother bring any stuff? No. Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
Well, no, Ashkovich was my name. I shortened.
Oh, Hershkovich.
Yes.
What's your first name?
Charles. It used to be Hasko.
Oh.
So my brother and sister-in-law decided Hostel, C-H, so made Charles.
Oh, yeah, I know a lot of Hostels who are Charles.
I don't know.
I know a lot of Bezalels who are Charles. Bezalel and Hostel become Charles. And you became Charles Hirsch. Okay. What first impressed you when you came to the United States?
Well, the biggest surprise when I got up in the morning, I came in at night about 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. In the morning I went and we moved into Center Avenue.
No, I don't mean Pittsburgh, I mean the United States, when the ship came to New York.
Well, I didn't see much of it. I came at nighttime. Mm-hmm. I didn't see much of New York.
Mm-hmm. I see. You came at night and you spent the night and then you got on the ship.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're talking about Pittsburgh.
Yeah. The biggest surprise is when I get up, I moved in, we lived in already, my mother had already a home in Center Avenue. See all those colored people which I never saw before. That's the only thing that surprised me. But then,
Next. Hey, you're doing very good.
I don't see any interest, you know.
No, because you're moving right along and you know what I'm trying to get. So you're answering directly. Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh?
Remember my first day?
The first day.
Yeah, I do remember.
You want to tell me?
I walked around and everything was surprised to me because it looked to me dirty. Because I wasn't there for a while, and when I walked around Center Avenue, I was a little disappointed. But later, it didn't take me long, and I got used to it and liked it. And, you know, I think we had that time a lot of people came in from, and I started joining little organizations, clubs, social clubs, and I enjoyed that. It might be my...
Was there anything during the first 5 years that you were here that disappointed you? Besides the first day that you saw that it was dirty, I mean, but any incident or anything?
No, completely.
Was there any point where you felt that a discrimination because you were an immigrant or because you were Jewish?
No, I didn't find that.
No.
No, sir. Not after coming from Europe.
After you were here for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished your goal or that you would accomplish your goal?
Well, I was hoping for better, but I was making a fairly nice... I worked, I made a nice living, became a citizen for 5 years. And I was satisfied, I enjoyed. We had a home with my mother.
Where was your first home?
First home we were about 21 Center Avenue.
That's not far from the Aaron Coffin settlement?
Yeah, a little bit farther up.
Yeah.
About 2100.
Yeah. How long did you stay there? Do you think?
I stayed there about 2 years.
And this is an apartment?
Well, what was it? A part of a whole house. You know, I mean, we lived there.
And then?
One color. Moved to Vine Street.
Why did you move? Bigger, better, nicer? Did you have an inside bathroom on Center Avenue? Do you remember?
Yeah, Center Avenue we had one.
Yeah. And water also.
Yeah, water.
And Vine Street, you moved because it's better there, or?
No, I don't know exactly.
I know a lot of people moved around every year.
Yes, moved around, that's all. I don't exactly, didn't improve it or...
The first 5 years you lived in the Hill District?
Yeah, I lived in the Hill District more than...
And then, do you remember what year you moved out of the Hill District?
Let's see. Moved before that.
Do you know why?
No, I don't know.
Where'd you move to?
Moved out to Air Neal. Air Neal. That was...
Heron Hill.
Yeah, that's on...
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I still think of that as part of the
moved
Hill District.
To Lyon Street. Brother
yeah, that's called the Upper Hill.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you call it.
And how long did you live there?
lived there till 1931.
Mm-hmm. And then you went to East End?
Went to East End.
What kind of work did you do when you first came to this country?
Same work I'm doing now.
Tailoring. Actually making a full suit or alteration?
No, working new suits. That's it, working new suits.
Making new suits?
Yeah.
You're doing custom tailoring?
Custom tailoring. Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing right now, right?
Yeah. Looks some of it there.
Yeah. And you got training in Europe?
Training.
Did you have any trouble getting a job?
No.
Where did you start right away?
Worked in Carson Street.
How did you get the job?
Well, he happened to be my family relation. I don't
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you had relatives here in the tailoring business or in the
I don't know about the far relative, but then I got a job and worked for Reb Brothers downtown.
Which brothers?
Reb Brothers. R-A-A-B.
The call. Uh-huh. And you worked for them?
I worked for them. That's
yeah, and then?
Then worked for Eddie Mason.
Same work all the time, custom
yeah,
tailoring?
Yeah, same work.
And then?
Then I went in business for myself.
Oh. Where?
Well, we had one, I stayed for 18 years in Renshaw Building, Liberty Avenue, 9th Liberty.
Mm-hmm. Doing custom?
Well, doing custom. They call it cut, make, and trim, if you want to make a suit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, is that coming back now? Or?
No, it's dying out.
Dying out.
Yeah, but Kenya.
Well, New York was always the center of the garment industry.
Pittsburgh is good.
And then you left business for yourself and went back to working for somebody else?
Well, till I retired.
Oh, till retired. You're retired now?
Yeah, semi-retired. I'm semi-retired.
Yeah, I understand. That's what you meant when you said you worked for yourself.
Yeah.
Going back to your early jobs, let's say the one on Carson Street and Rab Brothers and Harry Mason, would you be willing to tell me how much a custom tailor like you experienced earned in those days? A week?
When I worked or when I was in business?
No, not business for yourself. That's already, that's your own.
Well, I mean, used to make those years, I mean, $40, $50 a week.
Mm-hmm. You know the hours?
Well, I started working 44 hours. Let's see. Yeah.
44 hours a week?
44 hours at that time.
Yeah. Saturdays, Jewish holidays?
Didn't work Saturdays.
And all your life you in this work. Now, tell me when you belonged to the union.
Well, I belonged to the union as soon as I started working for animation.
Oh, what year was that? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a union shop.
Yeah, a union shop. I think it was in 1925.
Mm-hmm. And which union was this?
Amalgamated Clothing Workers.
Amalgamated. And do you have any idea who organized it in Pittsburgh?
No, I don't. It was organized before that.
Oh yeah, I know that. I was just wondering because did Sidney Hillman ever come around?
Yeah, I don't think he seldom came, but talked about him.
You want to hear something funny? I thought the Hillman Library was named after him.
Yeah, right.
That's how naive I was. I thought, Hillman Library. Who? What other great man named Hillman? Must be Sidney Hillman.
He was a great man.
He really was.
I remember Roosevelt was seventh, and during the time, you know, he was his main writer on the lake.
I'll tell you something funny. You know who his cousin was? She's alive. The wife of the chief rabbi of Israel. Sarah Herzog, Hillman's cousin. You don't think of him in that relationship.
Hey,
close
that door.
He's going to close.
Boy, you
got to
give me
a
chance.
He was from Ireland.
Hmm?
Yeah. So who were the leaders of the Amalgamated here in Pittsburgh?
Oh, at that time?
Yeah. Was it mostly in Jewish hands, the union?
Yeah. I would say, yeah. It was more of a than Jaime Friedman.
Mm-hmm.
He was at that time the main...
Mm-hmm. And what was the local?
Local was 83, I think, if I'm not remember.
Mm-hmm. And where did you meet? In the
Leaf License? In the Labor License. Mm-hmm. Not the Labor License, no.
No?
We had a main office, it was in McGee Building.
Oh, mm-hmm. Did you go to meetings?
Yeah, I used to go to a meeting.
Did you ever have any important strikes here in Pittsburgh?
Not much, no, not much. I was not in a strike.
No, I mean, were there any, during this period, with any labor conflict?
There was a strike, but not important. No, not a major strike.
No major strikes. And, I'm trying to get a feeling of what the union was like in those days. Did you feel that the union was what got you your rights or whatever? Or did you just join because it was union shop?
I joined because there was a union there. The only way I could work there.
Not for ideology, not because you were a trade unionist.
The reason I joined the union because there was order to get a job, yes, to belong to the union. But I wasn't against it.
But you didn't have to in Carson Street, and you didn't have to the other places with small places.
No, the small places I didn't belong
but
to.
Mason was already a big shop.
It was already a union shop. Yeah.
And you had to. But then when you went into business for yourself, did you hire union labor?
Yeah, a union shop, yeah.
So when you're in business for yourself, your workers were union workers.
Yeah.
What's your relationship with Abe Foreman?
Well, we used to business with him. He used to make the travels for us.
Oh, you contracted to him?
He contracted.
Uh-huh.
He contracted.
Uh-huh.
He used to make our travels. We made the coats.
You did the cutting?
Well, no, I didn't do the cutting. I had a partner that did the cutting.
Oh, I mean, your business did the cutting, too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In other words, he specialized in pants.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a very good question for you. Listen carefully. If you could live this part of your life over, that means from 1921 till now, what kind of work would you go into?
Oh, that's a question that I don't know. I don't know if I could do anything else. I don't know. I would still stick to it. Because I don't think I could do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that I could do anything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I asked my father this question, he said, a banker? What else?
Oh, well, if he's talking, how could I be a banker? anything else?
Well,
I didn't have the education.
Yes,
I didn't have anything else.
You see, well, this it's a tricky question. Because some people interpret it very practically, like you, and some people let their imaginations take wing.
To me, I always want to be something better than sailing. I'm positive that sailing isn't the best, right? But I didn't know anything else, so I don't think I could do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
If I had the education, I wouldn't want to pick sailing, I guarantee.
Did you have any schooling in Pittsburgh?
Did you go to school? I used to go to night school.
Where?
I think it was Frankel School, and then I went to Fifth Avenue High for about
You finished Franklin, then you went to Fifth Avenue High?
Yeah, Fifth Avenue High, just for a couple of years, evening, night school.
I know. Do you remember any of your teachers, or how many people there were in the room?
Quite a few, but I don't remember the teachers.
And did you learn how to speak English in night school?
Well, yeah.
What about writing?
Also, no, that was cool.
You didn't graduate from high school?
No, I did not.
How did you get along with your non-Jewish classmates or non-Jewish fellow workers?
Yeah,
much. Were there many Gentile classmates?
Yeah, many classmates.
In Franklin School and Fifth Avenue High?
It wasn't mixed, I was pretty well mixed.
Did you see any non-Jewish socialists?
Non-Jewish socialists?
Did you see any parties go out together with non-Jewish people?
I had a few friends, non-Jewish,
Mm-hmm. From work, or is it...
It was some from work, some neighbors,
mm-hmm.
used to...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to any kind of a Hebrew school here, or Hebrew studies?
No.
This is a repeat. Did you like music?
I like to listen to, but I don't know nothing about it.
You didn't play an instrument?
No, I didn't.
Did you ever go to any of the concerts that they had?
I used to go to a few.
Which concert?
I used to go to symphony. That was quite when I was single, I used to go.
They used to have Sunday afternoon concerts. Did you ever go to those?
Sometimes I went.
Did you ever go to the Yiddish theater?
Oh, yes.
Where?
Oh, I used to go, and most of the theater used to play that time, different theaters, Shelley.
What about the Lando? Do you remember the Lando?
I remember the Lando, too. Before that, we used to go, yeah.